This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Metra has still not been able to fix glitches on the Ventra app that have prevented riders from buying tickets. My colleague Claudia Morell reports the Ventra app crashed today and hundreds of customers are again without an option to buy a ticket. Metra declined to give an interview about this problem. These glitches, they started on Thursday, the same day Ventra switched over to a new fare system. And part of that transition included removing ticket kiosks at stations. This was supposed to encourage more riders to use the Ventra app. Metra emailed a statement saying it is working with the app maker Cubic to restore functionality. The editorial board of the student newspaper at Northwestern University is urging its parent company to drop criminal charges against two black students. The students are charged with theft of advertising services. The two reportedly wrapped October copies of the Daily Northwestern in fake covers, accusing the university of complicity in Israel's attacks on Palestinians in Gaza. Now, if they're found guilty, the two could spend a year in prison and pay a $2,500 fine. The Daily's editorial board called the decision by students' publishing company to involve the criminal justice system unnecessary and harmful. The Chicago Red Stars continue to rebuild under new ownership. The soccer club today announced the team's new general manager is Richard Foyts. The 32-year-old wunderkind comes to Chicago after a successful 7 years managing both the men's and women's teams at Swiss club Servette. WBEZ sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout says the appointment of Foyts is vital to the Red Stars revamp.
He's going to be involved with the digital development of the club, the commercial revenue. That's what he's going to be looking for. So there's a lot of things this team hasn't had in the past that they expect to have now with a new man at the head.
The Red Stars' first home game is March 23rd against Seattle Reign FC. The Chicago Bulls have some tough decisions to make ahead of Thursday's NBA trade deadline. The team needs to figure out whether to tear up its roster and bring in some support for its guards. And that support is much needed as star Zach LaVine is having season-ending surgery on his right foot. Coach Billy Donovan says LaVine did everything he could to get himself back on the court.
I think the discomfort in his foot was at a place where I think he just didn't feel like he had any chance of being himself and really contributing. And I think that was really frustrating and hard for him.
The Bulls have been plagued by injuries. Lonzo Ball hasn't appeared in an NBA game in more than 2 years. He has a left knee injury. And Patrick Williams is currently out with a left foot injury. Celebrations for the 2024 Lunar New Year kicked off over the weekend in Chicago's Chinatown neighborhood. This is a big year. It's the Year of the Dragon. Hong Liu works with the Midwest Asian Health Association and says the symbol of the dragon represents good luck, strength, and prosperity.
Usually in the Chinese emperor, the old time, the emperors are always considered as the dragon has with the highest power.
Events across the city will run through the month with a Lunar New Year parade in Chinatown slated for February 18th. And some Chicago musicians had their moment at last night's Grammy Awards. Spoken word artist Jay Ivey took home an early win for Best Spoken Word Poetry for his album, The Light Inside. Blues artist Bobby Rush won Best Traditional Blues Album. In the classical category, the Best Engineered Album went to the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and departing maestro Ricardo Muti. And former First Lady Michelle Obama won her second Grammy in the Best Audiobook category. She now ties her husband, former President Barack Obama, with 2 Grammy Awards each. Weather, clouds, but brightening skies today and a high in the mid-40s. Tonight, cloudy skies, some patchy fog overnight, a low in the low 30s. And then Tuesday, some patchy fog in the morning, and then partly sunny skies with a high in the mid-40s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.